It is impossible to have a bad day with Fred Taylor around the building. Freddie T out of practice on Monday, and certainly a great way to start the third week of training camp. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Monday morning. The hottest day of camp so far. Temperatures in the high 90s. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne both worked with the ones on Monday. And head coach Gus Bradley said he would wait until about Thursday or so to name a starter for this week's game against the New York Jets. Right tackle Luke Jokel missed practice today. Gus Bradley called it a hip flexor injury. It's a day-to-day precaution for him, and Cam Bradfield took the reps with the ones on the right side today. Bradley also praised the defense today. Good work in the red zone and in fringe situations. The defense also made a lot of plays on passing downs this morning. A lot of big names back at practice today. Wide receiver Justin Blackmon, safety Jonathan Cyprian practiced for the first time in camp this morning. Blackmon coming off groin surgery, and Cyprian strained a hamstring a week before camp. Both guys glad to be back on the field finally.
I felt great. Everybody here has done a great job, trying to get me back out there. Like it's been in meetings, I've been studying, so I've just been waiting to get back out there and waiting to get the clear.
Try to always think about the positive. I mean, everything happens for a reason, I believe. So I think that was just a good experience for me, and I'll just grow from it.
What did you learn sitting out?
I learned more about the defense, and sitting back a little bit, I got to see how routes develop and kind of run fit, so it did kind of help me in a way.
Bradley said he'll have to wait to see how the week goes for both Blackmon and Cyprian before naming a status for this Saturday's game. Other notes from Monday's practice, Cecil Shorts III remained out as a precaution with a strained calf. Running back Justin Forsett back on the field off a toe injury. Jeremy Mincy back at practice today, but linebacker Russell Allen in a boot with a bone bruise in his ankle. And the Jaguars back on the field Tuesday at 9:55 a.m. Well, with one preseason game down and three to go, senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, reminds us to all remain calm and stand united.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And as you might expect, a difficult few days here in the zone. The Jaguars lost a one-sided preseason opener with the reaction as you'd expect. Fans were rough on the senior writer, really rough. And things were so bad, even J.P. Shadrick resorted to what he calls his happy place. Here's who wasn't panicking, the coaches, and the people putting together this team. They didn't love the 27-3 loss to Miami, but they're pros, so they knew what they were seeing. A young team in transition, playing without Cecil Shorts III, Maurice Jones-Drew, without Justin Blackmon, Brad Meester, without Jonathan Cyprian. Those aren't excuses, but they're reasons the team might not have been at its best the first time out. They saw an offensive line that played well, a defensive line that got good pressure early. They saw good performances from Tyson Alualu, Cedric Marks, Jordan Todman. They didn't see perfection, but who expected to see that? The Jaguars are in transition. They're trying to find a quarterback and trying to let a young defense figure out the scheme. And as a whole, they're a team of players trying to figure out who they are. That's what this preseason is about. Not perfection, but finding a roster and a quarterback you feel good about entering the season. Now, as for the senior writer, well, he's trying to figure out who he is, as usual. So if you see him, take it easy, will you? At least until the regular season. After all, we're just getting started.
Play of the day from Monday morning, Blaine Gabbert in red zone drills to Mercedes Lewis, a jump ball touchdown. Mercedes Lewis with a score inside the red zone on Monday. The Jaguars are back in the practice field Tuesday morning. Of course, we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.